Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, January 8th. Thank God. Normally, Erin is responsible for telling me today's date, and she stepped out, and I'm saying, you know, I ain't gonna remember today's date, but apparently today is January 8th. Wednesday is big holiday, Erin. Big holiday, and I already prepared a show for Wednesday where we can hash out and talk with all the politics. And apparently, we don't have a show on Wednesday. There's no mashup Wednesday, no man down Wednesday happening.
I mean, not here on Guardian Radio.
But other places,
I had something planned.
You have something planned?
You can find about it in 3 seconds.
Good. So,
plenty mashing up and man down it.
Because Wednesday is a holiday. We have two different groups coming in today. We have one that's here now, right, who's going to be giving us some information on majority rule and what's happening with the majority rule. And then we have another one at 11:30 to discuss what their event is going to be, right? But I want to know about Clifton. We have representative from Clifton. We have Trish Pettigan, who, what's your new title now at the Clifton. I don't hear her mic as yet. Wave to producer. Do it again. Okay. Stress it again, Tris.
All right.
I can hear you loud.
There we go. Good morning.
Give me your title again, what you do at the park, and then we start.
Yes, of course. My name is Trish Pettigan. I work in the sales and marketing department, specifically attached to the education department at Clifton. So what we do is we do the education aspect of promoting the curriculum of the history of the Bahamas here in the Bahamas.
And you brought someone with you?
Yes.
You say you was in sales. What you all selling down at Clifton?
Listen, Erin, you know where we go. We sell a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Because I know what they used to sell down there.
Maybe let's go back there. Who do you have with you?
And of course, we have with us today our director of research at Clifton Heritage National Park, Mr. Christopher Davis.
Good. So, what is happening on Wednesday? Wednesday is the holiday. We're not having man down mashup Wednesday. Of course, everybody tunes in to Guardian Radio at 10 o'clock on Wednesday to listen to Erin and I pontificate and delve in the news and extract the news and analyze all kind of things. So, since we can't do that, we got to do something else.
Well, Wednesday. Well, for those who've been to the National Park for our Emancipation Celebration, and you two actually got a chance to participate in that, we do this again for majority rule. So basically, we bring the African village to life. We do all the reenactments of what life would have been like on the plantation before majority rule, during that time, gearing up for majority rule, and of course, after majority rule.
Ooh, absolutely.
Okay, so it's a transition, a movement. Right? A march toward majority rule.
Yes.
So you're saying that you're telling a narrative, a story on what was the impetus to get to majority rule, mm-hmm. and majority rule being the place of what? Salvation, revolution, or change? What do you call it?
Well, it's the ending of we just think of majority rule and a UBP, but. Majority rule signifies the end of apartheid.
In the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's what majority rule about?
Yes.
Yeah.
They needed someone to tell me that story.
That's why we bring Chris.
Which you will learn at Clifton is that, as you alluded to earlier, there was a march and a struggle long before this thing that we call majority rule. And like Sister Erin was saying, and I think what she was about to allude to as well, is that this wasn't this just event that just popped up out of the sky out of nowhere. No, this was actually a long process. And of course, I will be there at this event as well. And we will be getting into some depth of this long struggle that led us to majority rule. You know, the fact remains that there are those that actually died in the struggle for our freedom. And we don't commemorate those people. You know, there are people and voices that would make you think the struggle for freedom in the Bahamas began in 1940, in the 1940s. And it began much earlier than that. I actually was here, I think that was last week, and we spoke about some of those things. The Kwamino, the Revolutionary, and all of these other people like that that are going to be celebrated out there in tandem with showing you some living history. And it would be quite historically accurate, but of course, minus the cat of nine tail whip and things of that nature. Yes, sir.
Is it fair to say that the event and the reenactments will bring greater context to the term the Quiet Revolution? Because we often presume, A, we didn't have the plantation model in the Bahamas was softer and kinder than other plantation models in the region, in the hemisphere, on the continent. Also, the idea that we didn't win our freedom through bloodshed, right?
Right.
And what I like about Clifton and the reenactments is that while there is a political and legal overlay, what you're really looking at is the lived experiences
of
those people. And in that participation, you can see and feel the violence that they would have experienced, whether it was psychological violence, spiritual violence, physical violence, and even emotional violence, when you understand that even sort of post-enslavement, you couldn't marry who you wanted to marry and be in love with who you wanted to be in love with. And even that is a form of violence.
Right. I mean, it was all about restricting any person of African descent mainly. Of course, this is who this violence and social restrictions and oppression was directed at, you know. And unfortunately, we in the Bahamas have actually been duped into thinking that not even just slavery, but colonization in the Bahamas was somehow a good thing. You know, and we saw it with a little bit of the controversy that rose with the British colonial. Mm-hmm. But it was refreshing to see that many Bahamians didn't like that name, and we don't want to continue to celebrate this colonial history, which was just highly traumatic for our ancestors. And this is a trauma that still manifests in our communities today in all sorts of ways.
And like just for a little second, like as a sideway, like it used to be a fort. It was old Fort Nassau.
Yeah.
Right.
Why
it was
wouldn't
a
you
part of the property?
Why wouldn't you call it Hotel Fort Nassau? Right? Like why is British colonial?
Yeah.
In terms of capturing a historic aspect, why is that more valuable or important than using I think even better name, which would allude to its initial existence as a fort?
Certainly.
Right?
I personally don't think that it has anything to do with the historical site itself. I think it has more to do with the brand of the hotel more than it is the actual historical site. Because again, when most tour guides who work in the tourism industry in that area do give tours to our guests that come into the islands, they usually let them know that it was once a fort and it's now home to the British Colonial Hotel. So I don't think it's as far as the history that's a contrast as far as the brand of the hotel that sells it.
So earlier we had Dr. Arana on, and I was asking him about Majority Rule Day, right? Black Tuesday holiday. And
no. We were talking about Black Tuesday. You referenced Majority Rule
Day,
which has its own holiday.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But so my thing is, we're looking for holidays that all of the Bahamas can embrace, right? And I'm thinking, is this Clifton heritage narrative at this point in time too black?
What you mean, too black? Dogs, now, CA.
I'm trying to say, is it too black? Like, you want me to come out there and celebrate majority rule, and then you talking about slavery and thing, man.
See, but, so watch this. Again, majority rule is ending apartheid in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of black back then is different from the definition of black today. Many people we perceive as white today would have been labeled or identified as black back then.
Or colored,
right?
At best, right?
And another part of it is this, I love this idea because I think about, especially with the reference to British Colonial Hotel, I think about the ways in which Africans' lives have been forced to be moderated. Yes. Be good sure. natives yes. so the tourists will feel comfortable to when come. They come here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dress a certain way, speak a certain way, celebrate in a certain way, dance in a certain way. And even that, right? And that's not just restricted to the Africans.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who works in the tourism space, anybody who is within the gaze of a tourist or a foreigner is now forced to operate within those rules, whether you African descent, descendants of enslaved people, descendants of you know, European descent people who also experience apartheid, all of us are bounded by those same plantation rules.
Yeah, well,
that's just my words. That ain't their words. That's my words.
No, I'm saying that's where Clifton comes to bridge the gap in between that separation. Mm-hmm. Okay, because, you know, we are one of the only areas specifically that's protected that basically represents the three civilizations. Like, we talk a lot about the Europeans. We talk a lot about the Africans. But do we really go into conversation of the Lucayans, who were the first people who lived here? And then talking about that bridge between the emancipation of the enslaved Africans all the way to the independence of the Bahamian people. That is the reason why Clifton is there, to preserve, protect, and also give that history so that people could truly understand what we do as a National Heritage Park. Sorry.
No.
We have a caller who wants to engage you, so let me do that. When is this event again, by the way?
It is on Wednesday, January 10th, and the first tour is at 10 a.m. So remember that we do the Living History Tour, where we bring the African village and the park to life, and then you get to engage in different times, different tour times.
After this call, I'm going to ask you what you mean by bring to life. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning to y'all. Happy New Year to y'all.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy Gregorian New Year.
Yeah. I'm calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, I want to change the subject a little bit. I want to talk about the crime, you know, the situation. So, you know, every time I turn on the radio and hear crap, like, murders every day in Nassau, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, I remember when I coming up, when we heard about police, we were scared. We mm-hmm. got failed. We respect the police. The point of it is, you got babies having babies, and these, you know, it started at the home. Yeah. I remember one day, I skipped school. And my sister told my daddy I skipped school. And my daddy put a cut hip on me. And I never skipped no more school. I'm like, I might have skipped some class, but I guarantee I was in that schoolyard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kids nowadays don't have no deterrence. You know what I'm saying? And they do this, and the parents nowadays want to fight the teachers. Man, if my teacher had called my mama to school and she had to come and leave her work to come,
problems in the camp. So, sir, I'd like to thank you for your contribution. You are sort of off topic, but there are links, right?
Yeah, I understand. I'm off topic. I just wanted to get that in, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the crime in the Bahamas is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's more like that. You know, these thugs and criminals and bots who cover up, but they eating and living, and some people hold some.
Thank you.
You know, I guess these people hit them with fines and stuff, man. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I hear the frustration. And it's always good to hear Bahamians in the diaspora.
Concerned.
Who love the country so much that in his busy day living in the United States, he hasn't had no choice. He felt the need that he needs to call and voice his concern. But I want to ask Chris for this.
Let me respond to that as well.
Go ahead.
The link that I see here shows us the value of experiences, the types of experiences that Clifton Heritage is trying to provide for Bahamians, mm-hmm. right? His concern, and he talks about the evolution of time and the devolution of culture and structure. I feel that if more of us have an opportunity to see the lived experiences of our ancestors, mm-hmm. right, that helps us to moderate our behavior. It gives us a sense of spatial awareness and mm-hmm. empathy, right? But further to that, understanding the evolution of our people coming out of oppressive systems, we can begin to understand the behaviors that we see escalating into radical or uncontrollable. We get to the root of it. We can understand better the behaviors we're seeing and how they have evolved from when we were children to now we are adults looking after children.
Mm-hmm. The other day we had lay historian Arthur MacDonald on, mm-hmm. who said that we need to know ourselves, need to know our history. And when we learn to appreciate where we come from, we will have a better quality of life. The gentleman talk about crime. Mm-hmm. How important is knowing ourselves, you think, Chris, being a historian, can help us in this modern age where we say we're going through some things?
Well, you know, things, this crime issue and all these issues we have, this is actually just a manifestation of what we were speaking about earlier, which is, you know, the remnants of slavery, colonization, and all of these things, you know. We now know on a scientific level that trauma is something that is actually hereditary and something that is taken and passed down, particularly from the mother, right? And so here we are as a nation, if you think of the nation as a person, with all of this childhood trauma that we refuse to deal with.
To even acknowledge exists.
Exactly, or even acknowledge exists. And that is compounded and exacerbated by these notions of, well, you know, slavery wasn't so bad in the Bahamas. So it's just like a person who's been through this trauma. Oh, well, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, the man might have do this to me when I was 8 years old. But yeah, man, that's normal.
The one I like is
Stockholm Syndrome. Oh,
yeah, right. The one I like is that's your husband. It wasn't that bad. You were supposed to take it. It wasn't that bad.
We could go on and on, but the fact remains, and this is globally, not just in the Bahamas. We as African people have actually lost sight of what our ancestors have been through.
Yes.
You know, and that is no more truer than in the Bahamas, where we tend to make these statements and then we typically don't associate our traumatic history with while not even acknowledging that it was traumatic, with the present.
Current, yeah. So I just wanted to say, let's get back to the event. Day, majority rule day, Wednesday the 10th. How early can I get there? Because y'all have beach out there. I may just come set up
Can I set up my tent? Aaron, you 10 steps ahead of me on that one. Listen, y'all notice the holiday.
Yeah.
My managing director always tells us we have 208 acres. Use it.
So I could bring my tent?
Bring your tent.
Yeah, you can bring your tent.
Bring your tent. Bring your table. Bring your chair. And the weather looks like it's going to be beautiful that day. So the beaches are going to be open. Again, we do offer, we have tours that day. We have about, three tours that day, four tours that day. The first tour starts at 10 a.m. Then we have one at 11 a.m. We have one at 2:30, and our last one should be at 3.
Tell me the price so I'd be prepared.
So the price is $20 for the adults and $10 for the children.
And when you say interactive, livable, make it a space livable, what do you mean by that?
Where I get interactive. So interactive. If you want to get an idea of what we do, you could always go to our Facebook page. That's Clifton Heritage National Park on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can see what we did for our emancipation. We usually do this. This is an annual event. So we love to have the youngsters in and people to come in. We show them exactly what life would have been like. Washing in the tin tub. Aaron, I think you helped me bake some bread.
Listen, I make my niece grind the grits and wash the dishes. I put myself in the master's position.
Well, I pay and I be involved.
Yes, we be involved. Because a lot of people today, again, especially when I have students, when we have our education groups come into Clifton, we usually do this for them and we always ask them about the different chores that had to be done by the children at that time in the household. Remember, people used to have 8, 9 children back in the day, so they have extra hands in the field.
So if I don't want to be involved with the tour, can I still come and pay something and say walkthrough?
Yes. Okay. Yes, but unfortunately, our walking tour will not be available that day. You can walk through the park.
Walk through the park.
Yes, and for those who do know the national park, and this is why it's important that we encourage Bahamians to come out to the national park. Because when you're driving on the road, you only see them houses on the road. What they don't know is Clifton sits in the center of 3 former plantations.
You want to explain all of that?
Right. So we have, yes, all of that is a part of our interactive historical tour.
Mind you, that's a holiday. That's my beach day.
I want to know how I can go there. The other ruins on the beach. Right. If you ever been to Clifton
Beach.
On Johnstone Beach, yes. So you start off actually at the John Woods Plantation, which is now the Wiley Plantation. You drive through the Thomas Ross Plantation.
And you're driving? This is a different tour.
This, if you want to go down to the beach, you could drive your own car down there or you could walk.
Okay, go ahead.
Then when you reach down to the beach, we have the ruins of the former Johnstone Plantation that you can also walk around. We have the ruins of the Lucayan Village. We are now in the process of
redeveloping. Wait, you have Lucayan ruins too?
Yeah, we have a replica.
Okay.
okay. of a Lukayan hut okay. that's on mm-hmm. the Lukayan Trail.
However, there are Lukayan artifacts out there, but you have to come out there to see what those artifacts are.
Yeah.
In right. fact, these are things that are quite common at Clifton Heritage Park. And if you come out there, I'll be out there to actually explain to you the difference and how to spot some of these things.
Okay, that's good, yes. because you know I'm part Lukayan. So right. I want to know.
I know y'all like food too. I'd have to do with food. I know Aaron likes food. Said, so have to food do
gotta
food.
Be there. I've been there. I love the grounds. This is what I realized. Another avenue. Let's take Nat Nat, the movie maker, mm-hmm. out there and let's make a scary movie. Mm-hmm. Or let's make a historical movie. And how open are the grounds for projects like that?
Well, we actually are open to filming movies at Clifton. As we may know as Bahamians, we have filmed a number of movies out there, very popular movies at that. Mm-hmm. We did James Bond, Thunderbolt. Flipper was filmed out there. Jaws 3 was filmed out there. We did some shoots.
I watched a movie about two by them trying to catch Chick Johnny in the night, and I sure it was filmed out there. From what I saw, I sure it was filmed out there.
I think that was in Andres. But we do go, don't forget now, a part of our tour is the oral storytelling.
Right.
So you can hear about the Chichani and Nancy, Baruki and Barabi. You know, we talk about John Canoe. That's Chris' favorite subject.
All of that, getting part of the story.
Listen, yeah. It's a mixture of all things. Bahamian, the road to majority rule.
Yeah. Absolutely. This is fantastic. Let's go through it again. Wednesday the 10th, which is majority rule day.
You still didn't tell me how much you got to pay to go on the beach, you know.
Listen.
Tours start at 10 a.m., then 11, then 2:30, then 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
right? When does the park open?
The park opens at 8:30.
Oh. The park opens at 8:30. Mm-hmm. You can go on the beach. You could bring your tent. You could set up, chill out, buy some food. Will food be available
yes.
on sale?
Yes, food is there. Always there.
All right,
food,
awesome.
Snacks, drinks, leather than
right.
leather.
Do I need to bring my own water or will you have lots of water
no,
available?
Our gift shop is fully equipped to handle us for that day. Trust me, we ready to rock and roll for Wednesday.
And when you say food, you mean food?
Food. Our kitchen, listen to me. Our cook, Miss Sherry, she's having lockdown out there, but lift it.
You're making flour cake?
Listen, you know we used to do that on the tour. We could be making flour cake. We could show these children how to shell some peas. Show them how to washboard, wash clothes in the tin top.
Use the rock oven.
Use the rock oven. We can have a good time. The Bring out the kids.
The rock oven is my favorite part of the experience.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting flashback about ships. Bondage. Say what? Shell peas.
Oh, well, I'll be out there to definitely give a lot of information in that regard.
Don't follow John Quad the second. You see what John Quad the first started out as. Fortunately, he redeemed himself.
Clifton Heritage
National Park.
Wednesday.
If you can't find it, put it into Google. Google Maps will take you directly on a direct route to the National Park. And, of course, it will take you the scenic route so you can also see a few other historical areas on your way out to the park. Definitely come join us. You won't regret it.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk about our next event. Thank you very much, Trish. Thank you very much, Jean Croix. I pronounced it properly?
Yep.
Jean Croix the second.
The second, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes.
Free! Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back. Big things are happening on Wednesday. That's one event that we talk about happening on Wednesday. And Wednesday, we have Ministry of Culture also doing big things. So they're doing big things by the key. I assume that is our key. Of course, we have the cultural officer, Ms. Anya Bow, is here. So when you know she's here, we're talking about everything culture, right? And I want to know what exactly is happening. What exactly is happening, Anya? Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, we are going to be starting out with our mural launch. And so what we have done is we had Abby Smith leading this project, and she was working along with the girls and boys from Simpson Penn and the all-girls school. And they created these 8-foot murals that we are going to be launching and showcasing at our Waki. They're going to be up for display, I think, for the remainder of the month. And persons will be able to go and take a look at them, take pictures with them. They will be up for display starting Wednesday.
What are the themes for the murals?
The theme, child, I can't speak to that because I am not an artist. I am the cultural officer for fashion. I could give you all the details about the fashion. But Abby is not here. And the theme to me is colorful, beautiful, vibrant youth.
Say 8 feet. Murals?
Yes.
And this is done by the Simpson Penn
and Wilma Pratt and Central Pratt. Residence.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be at Awaki, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. And so that's how we're starting out. Next, the most exciting thing I hear everybody's been talking about this All Bahamian Book Fair. So the All Bahamian...
You got to slow it down because everybody who's an author inside the Bahamas has heard about this All Bahamian Book Fair. And it's every book you can think of is going to be on display. Bahamian authors is going to be on display at Awaki come Wednesday.
Yes, and so we are allowing authors and on those literacy creators to come out, showcase their work, and they are able to sell. So we'll have spaces available for you to display your books. You'd be able to make some commission. We're also going to be doing readings throughout between 12 to 3. We'll be doing readings as well. So certain persons will be going up to read excerpts from their writings and their books. So it's going to be a very exciting
What exchange. If I just now hearing that you having this call out for people with books to come and sell their books, what can I do?
Okay, what you can do is I will get the email. Ms. Sands is going to send that to me right now. I'll get the email. You just shoot us an email real quickly and we'll add you to the list.
I just love that children think they get a day off on Wednesday from school. But the country has some of the best educational opportunities lined up for them on their day off. You could go to Clifton Heritage and do the tours. You could start off at the Culture on the Key and have those activities. You could switch them up.
Okay, because a quick call, because you brought a guest with you too, and I want you to introduce her, and I want you to go in detail of what all is going to be available. Because I know you have a fashion. You don't talk nothing but fashion, yeah.
Turn your radio down, caller.
Turn on your radio, and go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. The gentleman was all out on the radio, though. Would his book be out there, or where could I purchase one of his books?
Okay, so you can purchase it directly from him. He's in town for a minute. If you give the producer your information after the show, I will forward your information to him, and he will reach out to you. Or, Neri, give me the link.
Oh, I'll give you the link. I'll say it on air shortly.
There's also a link to access the open source digital copy of the book, and C. Allen Johnson has committed to assisting people with visual impairments to access audio copies of the book.
Thank you very much, caller.
All right.
And that link is arana.mybahamas.org, which is arana.mybahamas.org. We have another caller here for you, Ministry of Culture officials. Perhaps a caller for me too, Aaron. Can you hear me there, caller?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newey.
Good morning.
And good morning to your very special guest. I'd especially like to thank Mr. Chris Davis for the work that he's doing along with his colleague. But I want to, and I have not heard it, so that's why I'm calling, Reverend Dr. C.B. Bond, for those who are representing Clifton, I hope that they are not neglecting to recognize the contribution made by Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss and the Coalition to Save Clifton. The contemporary history is that that property was up to be sold and turned into a gated community. And I believe that we must constantly remind our people that it's important for us to preserve such heritage. That would have been a gated community where Bahamians and others would have to pay an admission to even go behind the gates. And I think it's crucially important that the contributions made by Dr. Reverend Dr. C.B. Moss and his Coalition to Save Clifton be prominent in the discussion as we talk about the value and the rich heritage of Clifton. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's always a pleasure, Mr. Bunnings.
Absolutely. I mean, look at what has become of Liberated African Way. If only we had paid attention to the Clifton discussion. But that's a different type of culture. Let's continue the conversation. So
go ahead, Ms. Bo.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, we start with the mural reveal.
Yes.
Murals created by the residents of the Simpson Penn and the William A. Pratt Center for Boys and Girls, respectively. And then we move on to the next event, which is the book fair itself.
Yes.
Absolutely. And what time does the book fair itself start?
The book fair starts at 12, at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm. And the readings themselves will go on from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Yes. Selected authors will read.
Yes, ma'am. And so also during that time, before 3 o'clock, we'll also have other activities going on. So we have the escape room. That's going to be very exciting. It's culturally based. We also have the Bahamian Game Time with Mr. Brian Jennings and Trash to Treasure with Miss Candace Marshall.
Okay, escape room.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have to escape out of my Grammy back room because I was in trouble?
You never know.
I like it. I like it. And then the second one was?
The second one was Game Time with Mr. Brian Jennings.
Bahamian history and trivia and game show.
So remember the last time we were here, we would have spoke about Mr. Brian Jennings, who did the Bahamian Monopoly.
Yes, yes.
And other games that he has created. So he's coming out to talk about all the different games he's created and have an exchange with the person.
Can I buy games out there?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And then the next event, Trash to Treasure?
Trash to Treasure. So this is something that's very interesting. The lady that does Trash to Treasure is Candace Marshall,
mm-hmm.
and she creates everything from earrings to phone cases and all sorts of different accessories.
Belts,
out of
Christmas
tire.
Ornaments.
Yes, out of tire. And so whatever you are able to make, you can take with you, and it's free.
Can come and buy that too?
It's free.
The youngest,
free.
The youngest member of the Trash to Treasure team was selling Christmas ornaments that she made herself. When I talk about the youngest member, I'm talking like 5 years old. And I got me a beautiful set of flamingo ornaments. See, I don't want to call them just Christmas ornaments because Easter time, I'm going to figure out where I'm going to hang up my beautiful
Easter flamingos.
Listen, the Christmas flamingos, the Easter flamingos, if I find somebody to love, they'll be Valentine's Day flamingos. But they're beautiful, they're easy to make, and the value is that they turned trash into treasure.
I used to freeze things. You said you give them free?
Mm, No, not given out. You have to work for it now. Whatever you make, you can go ahead and take.
Hold on, that's even better. So you're saying that I could come and participate in a tutorial, like in a small workshop.
Absolutely.
Turning trash into treasure, and whatever I make, I could take and give away as belated Christmas gifts because I still love y'all.
Yes, and it's absolutely free. F-R-E-E. Free 99.
What else happening?
Okay, so after that at 3 p.m., we have the children's show. So the children's show is going to be hosted by Miss Daisy.
It's all day event.
I'm telling you, stop it right now, okay? We come in all day, all right? So when you go to Clifton Park, you can definitely come down. You can find your way down to us at Arawaki before you go and do rest of the things.
What part of Arawaki will you be on?
So you know that stage area where the grass is and all
opposite,
of that?
Opposite the stalls.
Correct. That is where
on the western to the western side of the entrance.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, will y'all have vendors selling food?
We will have vendors selling food, but you know that can be a little tricky. We're going to make sure we're not repeating anything that's being sold already out there.
Okay,
so,
right.
So, for example, we do have some films that are going to be displayed, some children's films and films for a more mature audience. So things like popcorn, nachos, things like that you wouldn't normally see at...
You have anybody selling caramelized coconut tart popcorn yet?
I don't know. I have to check.
You check my list.
You ready?
I just make that.
You just make that?
I just saying, since we're doing culture to the key and all things behavior.
Would you like to be a vendor?
I mean, I can see...
Because we're going to have a lot of kids out there.
It's humid.
We're going to have a lot of kids out there for the children's
show. I am still stuck at matured movies.
I said...
You said big of some mature movies. I get excited.
I said for mature audience.
Other movies.
So, now, you're showing movies. Don't mind Mr. Nuri. When you said that, I thought, you know that boy Chelly Moss? Chelly Moss is a movie maker. His movies are important. They're relevant to Bahamian culture, but they're not necessarily for children. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Bahamian movies, but some of them have more mature themes.
Right.
Okay.
Compared to the children's movies, right?
All right.
I understand.
Is there a children's corner? Like, so I plan to be there all day, right? Now, I want to go watch the movie with a bit mature themes. Is there a space I could leave my children? Or can I bring my tent and lock them up inside their tent with Coco Melon and other Bahamian digital content? Yeah.
Yes, there will be. No, there will not be.
That's okay.
I'm trying to put...
Green lips. I see your green lips. She has a whole support staff inside studio right now.
So no, we're not. They're not. There's not going to be a specific kids' corner, but there will be a lot of activities for them to do. And there will be the show from 3 to 5 specifically for them.
For the kids.
It will be kids performing for the kids.
Now,
but Miss Bo, you brought in people. Right, I want to include them inside this conversation. Tell me who you brought in and what they'll be doing at the event.
What they're responsible for. Yes.
Okay, so with me I have Miss Talia Wright. Talia is one of our youngest designers who's going to be showcasing at the Culture and Couture Fashion Show, which is a part of the Culture at the Key event. So the Culture and Couture show is going to go from 7 until 9. This is the second annual Culture and Couture event that we are having. And so, Talia, you could tell them a little bit about the segment that you're a part of.
You have to speak directly into the mic.
That's okay. Bring it closer.
Okay. So I'm a part of the cultural heritage category where we're depicting like Bahamian heritage and culture. So I'll be representing our waters and how tourism is like the number one industry in the Bahamas. So I'll be doing luxury resort wear, and that's...
Now listen, luxury resort, as a Bahamian, when I go in the water, I like to wear clothes, right? Mm-hmm. I need fashion ideas for mature women who want to be of the world, right?
Andro-shaped women, by the way.
But also want to maintain elements of Bahamian culture. Yes. See, for me, what I realize is that people say, oh, you dress like a man. And I realize it's not me. It's that fashion has become glamorized, right? Mm-hmm. And so in ordinary situations, you all are now used to seeing very glamorous appearances.
Yes.
And I look like I just come out of somebody mango tree all the time, right? And so your focus is on luxury resort wear.
Yes.
Will there be anybody focus on family island luxury wear?
Well, we actually have 3 categories.
Okay.
So we have high tea, we have expressions of cultural heritage,
okay,
and we have rush hour. So the high tee is more like church wear. So you'll see the hats, you'll see the three-piece suits, you'll see that sort of stuff. The rush hour is more of the fabric pieces that you see on Junkanoo, but elevated and luxury.
Oh, rush hour, because I thought, see, I remember 9 to 5, the first time I saw women going to work in tennis. And I wondered if you was going to have some, huh?
We're putting a little play on that.
I love it. I love it.
We're rushing.
Again, this seems like be an all-day event. What time did it start again?
We start at 12 noon.
And all the way up to 7 o'clock, you have things happening still?
All the way up until 10 o'clock, we have things happening because you have to account for the films that are going to be shown
And at 7 p.m., you're having a fashion show?
Yes.
And Miss Talia, I pronounced that right?
Talia.
Has her own segment of how her models?
Yes, well, we have 14 designers that are going to be showcasing it.
You have all your models?
Those persons.
Yes.
Did you need an extra one? No. Okay. I'm just saying, I need a hookup. Her designs are done. I can shape fit in anything.
I don't know.
So I'm a Bahamian woman. I voice a dial. Yes. In the daytime, I'm size Andrus. In the nighttime, I'm size Long Island.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Wright, you're lucky. Your last name is Wright. I thought you would have been participating in the author's portion of the event. How long have you been working in this fashion area, and exactly what is your work? Do you coordinate designers? Are you designing yourself? Do you work in the conceptual space? Do you support other designers? What do you do in that world?
Okay, so I currently graduated from BTVI this spring. So I've been sewing for 2 years. So I'm in my mentorship phase. I work under two designers, April Jasmine and Felicia Ellis. So
okay.
I'm like learning and growing, and I plan to go off this fall in August. So
awesome. I want y'all to understand something. Y'all don't be diminishing people, seamstresses and tailors.
Oh, no.
Because the value of being able to create a garment, a piece of clothes, and then to say that you could look at a person's body and taper the item to them and give them the look that they want.
Yes.
When I was in high school, and I tell them I will make a pair of shorts, 20 years later, I sat down and I thought, I missed a grand opportunity.
Can you make something for a shaped leg, Erin?
It's size Andrus.
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. You're that good. They teach you that at BTVI?
Yes. Measuring and taping up all that to temp, taper.
Some of it is be hiding in the mangrove key area, you know. You can identify that. Okay. But this is fantastic, right? And for me, this is a grand political statement. Having people making clothes for your people.
Did we cover all of the events so far? Because I see you have the assistant director here, and I want her to explain what exactly is the Ministry of Culture grand objective, what all this is about.
I just have one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
I forgot to mention that we have a new segment that's attached to the show as well. You know, beauty, hair and beauty is a big part of our culture as well. Only us could do hair the way we do our hair. Only us could do makeup the way we do our makeup. And I'll let them tell you about it. And so we have the beauty and hair segment that's also going to be attached. And Mr. Dominic Hepburn and his team are going to be helping me with that.
Now, why y'all let me... Donovan Hepburn?
Dominic
Hepburn.
Yes.
I am looking forward to see this. I want to see what y'all do with African styles. I want to see y'all make natural African hairstyles workplace appropriate,
mm-hmm.
resort appropriate, without diminishing the value and the presence of the Africanness, but making people more work ready, you know, in this particular culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be another grand political space. I love this.
So, Miss Assistant Director, thank you very much for coming by, right? I see you all have a number of activities throughout the whole year. Every so often, you all call and say, man, can we have 10 minutes to talk?
Yes.
What is the overall, overarching objective of Ministry of Culture trying to do in general for the Bahamian people?
And hosting this event on Majority Rule Day.
Just before I get to that, I want to ask Erin to volunteer for something on Wednesday.
She bottling?
Not quite.
Okay.
We will also have a makeup artist there who do makeup for film.
Okay.
So she could create your face into a mystical character.
Listen, just make me look pretty enough to marry the man. But don't tell the police you could do it because they tell me stop. I just saying, that sounds like a mythical creature?
Yes.
I love it. Okay, I love it.
She will be out there doing demonstrations with that as well.
What's my time? What time I need to be there for?
I think she's going to start at 1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 p.m.
Yes.
I want you all to know that my niece planned on face painting me for Majority Rule Day. So I can't say no. I was already down for the table.
And okay. You see the mythical creature that you said?
She does all kinds of wonderful things. I mean, I saw her did like a wood fairy about 2 years ago, and it looked so real. She recreated the face of the individual to look like they climb out of a tree.
You know why blue black? Can't she do something with me?
Of course, she could do something with anybody.
Maybe look like Midnight, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. She may make you look like Black Panther. I don't know. I don't know what she'll do.
I like that. I like that.
But the Division of Cultural Affairs, we want to expand our scope of what we perceive culture to be, what the general public or what the Bahamians perceive culture to be. You know, when we say culture, we say junk canoe, we think Kong salad. You know, it hardly goes beyond junk canoe and food. Mm-hmm. But culture is who we are. Everything that we do is culture. And so we want to expose to the Bahamian people all the different sectors of what it is we bring to the table. And what better day to do it than majority rule day?
Because when you achieve majority rule, you take on the task of educating yourself, governing yourself,
correct,
entertaining yourself,
correct,
preserving your own culture, growing your own culture, and entertaining yourself. I love it.
And our theme actually for this year is celebrating ourselves, continuing the cultural legacy.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love that with the fashion, the opportunity to sort of preserve tradition.
Yes.
But allow new generations of Bahamians to evolve.
And be innovative.
Right. And to be relevant.
Yes.
Right? Tourism is what we do.
Yes.
Let us begin designing the products that tourists buy in the hotels in the Bahamas. Design the wraps, the loose leggings, right? The loose chiffon pants that I wear at the pool because I'm a mature woman now. And my long sleeve shirt, all of these things, right? We can blend together and center Bahamians in everything we do. We got tourists, Bahamians selling them Bahamian goods.
Yes. And you know, the film market is such a rich market.
Mm-hmm.
We have the talent here in our country, unbelievable talent. And so we want to also build that aspect of our industry inclusive of the Bahamian culture.
I just want to mention somebody, our very own co-host, Stephen Hanna, who's a co-host on Morning Blend, for Independence. He put out 50 short films for Independence. You can find them on YouTube. They vary, the genres vary from drama to suspense to romance to comedy. And it's 50 not to be seen or something. Stephen Hanna, YouTube, a wonderful series. Can you tell us some of the producers or directors who will be featured in the film portion?
Moya is responsible for that
Thompson
portion. But we're also including children who entered the National Arts Festival. They entered short films into the National Arts Festival competition, and we will be showcasing some of their work as well.
That great focus, the best focus.
Yes.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
We also had, as a part of National Cultural Heritage Month, we had a film camp where I think it was 4 or 5 filmmakers were given teams of young people.
Oh, yeah.
And in one day, they had to come up with they were given a one item to be the concentrated concept.
Yeah.
And they had to come up with a short film. It was an actual competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those films will also be
featured as well?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we have some good stuff.
And I see Ministry of Culture has been showcasing some of the films on TV.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Yeah.
We have been showing some of them on television.
On ZNES, Cable 12,
yes,
on all
JCN,
of the platforms.
Yes.
JCN, there's one.
Yes.
Listen, this is wonderful.
Yes.
I just want to say, Jay Chiran, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I know you thought you was going to have a day off, right? To just chill out in your tablet. But this is going to be far more funner than anything you had planned.
It's going to be a good time.
From Arawaki to Clifton Heritage, the day is filled with activity.
And guess what? Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if Ms. Therese coming out there.
Daisy's going to be hosting the children's show.
Awesome.
And she has a special little thing that she have planned. That's why we were a little bit late. We were looking into that little special thing. So.
Listen, I'm just saying, if you're giving away things to children, what's the upper limit of a children? Age limit?
We have stuff for everybody.
Okay,
we have prizes for everything.
I don't want no cheering.
I love the word prizes because I like free things. Yeah, and I want to know when I come out, I sure to get me. I don't want everyone else.
You have to participate.
No, I don't want to participate.
You can't just bring yourself, man.
And then I want to get some free things.
You
got to
earn it.
You got to model something.
Yeah,
you got to let them paint your face.
Yes.
You got to read a book, read a story.
Yes.
You
got
to make something. Okay. Just don't get catch pushing cheering down. I
did not sign up for the book thing. But can I bring my book and read out there that
yes,
day?
Yes, certainly.
So us people who do poetry and thing, right? And who wasn't prepared to bring the book, can we say, hey, I hear.
Give us some advance notice so we can slot you in.
So, okay.
That's not a problem.
Just making sure. Any email address, any phone number,
yes.
Any Facebook page I can go to and say, man, I want to read?
The best thing to do is to send an email. mysc culture1@bahamas.gov.bs. That's MYSC, Ministry Youth Sports Culture, MYSC culture1@bahamas.gov.bs.
And if I'm an author and I say, man, I won't be a part of this.
You gotta send the request real quick because we have to make provision for a tent, table, chair, you know.
But there's one or two more spaces that I could
there is. There is a few more spaces, yes.
Good. Okay, this is awesome. Let's go through the list again. 8 a.m. mural reveal. Murals created by students.
Not 8 a.m.
Oh.
We're pushing it back because we don't want to conflict with the church service. The majority rule church service.
Ah.
So we will push that back until 12.
Okay, so the mural reveal will be at 12 noon.
Correct.
Let's get out there to support the students, the residents at the Willa Mae Pratt Center for Girls and the Simpson Penn Center for Boys.
Yes.
Then we've got the book fair at 12 with readings from 12 to 3. The children's show being hosted by Miss Daisy. The fashion show. The beauty and hair element. That's where you're going to turn me into the garland, into my true form.
We could do you earlier than that.
Oh, right, 1 o'clock. Turn me into my true form.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the fashion show where we look at, we have three themes. Rush Hour, which is the vibrant colors and patterns of the Junkanoo experience.
Yes.
Then we have our newest member of the team, I imagine, straight out of BTVI.
19 years old.
Oh, you're only 19?
Yes.
And you're a fashion designer?
Okay.
And you just make clothes?
Hey.
Yes.
Talia Wright, and she is focused on luxury resort wear.
Cultural heritage.
And cultural heritage as well. Awesome. And cultural heritage is another
theme. Can I ask where I can find your stuff other than, I mean, I know we're coming out there Wednesday.
I don't really have my brand isn't out there as yet. So there isn't much. And I don't have a page. I have an Instagram, but nothing is posted on.
Let me
a quick question. Sorry,
yeah, you're going.
How many people were in your class at BTVI? There were a lot of y'all, or just one or two?
Well, my graduating class consisted of four or five.
Designers.
The program in itself, I'd say there's 20 plus.
But your specific discipline, there were about four or five people.
Yeah.
Do you need models at BTVI? Y'all need somebody to dress?
No.
To practice on?
When we taking our class, for dressmaking, if we bring someone in, we can bring anyone in to make the dress for finals, for practicum.
My middle name is anyone. Call me. This is awesome, the vibrant things that are going on at BTVI.
Yes, they have a great program.
And I can attest to the work that I've seen. Like Anya said, this is her second time working with us, second or third time working with us. And I've seen some of her work that she's done. Fabulous.
Absolutely.
I mean, impressive.
And so contact information for more information, email mysc culture@bahamas.gov.bs.
Culture1@bahamas.gov.bs. Correct.
We are all out of time. Mr. Newry, thank you for letting me sit in with you on Guardian Radio AM this morning. We spoke to Clifton Heritage. We're speaking to the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture. Majority Rule Day is going to be filled with culture. Take part. Most of it's free. Have a great day.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.